This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 31st, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. The Federal Aviation Administration announced on Thursday, ITT Corporation of White Plains, New York, has been selected by the agency as the prime contractor for a vital part of its next-generation air traffic control system, Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, or ADS-B. The 18-year, $1.8 billion contract requires ITT to have the system ready for use by 2010 and deployed nationwide by 2013. Based on GPS technology and transponder signals from participating aircraft, ADS-B is nearly 10 times more accurate than radar. ITT is a leading U.S. defense contractor, as well as a world leader in equipment for pumping sewage. All I can say is ADS-B better work or the jokes are going to be brutal. As U.S. airline travelers prepare for what could be the worst Labor Day weekend delays ever, American Airlines cut the ribbon Wednesday on a new terminal building at New York JFK Airport. JFK is already in the top three U.S. airports for late arrivals, according to DOT figures, and American Airlines hopes to grow its passenger traffic there another 50%. American CEO Gerald Arpey told reporters Wednesday that at JFK, quote, "We have got lots of opportunity for growth. I think we are just getting started," unquote. In contrast, Arpey also announced plans for the airline to reduce its flight schedule at two of its busiest hubs, Dallas-Fort Worth and Chicago-O'Hare, in an effort to curb delays there. The New York Sunday Times quoted Air Transport Association spokesman David Castelvetter saying, quote, "You can have all the concrete you want. It's when you're up in the air that you have a space problem," unquote. Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association President Phil Boyer responds that the industry is in denial. Quote, "Congress, the FAA, and the entire aviation community have long recognized that runway capacity is the major factor limiting the ability to deal with the exploding number of airline flights at hub airports," unquote. In testimony before Congress in May, FAA Administrator Marion Blakey pointed to the $1.7 billion spent on runway capacity by the FAA at congested airports since 2000 and said, quote, "These 13 new runway projects have provided these airports with the potential to accommodate 1.6 million more annual operations," unquote. ALPA notes that despite the FAA doubling the airspace available to airliners through reduced vertical separation minima in 2005, even the Air Transport Association predicts severe delays this Labor Day weekend. One factor increasing congestion at airline hubs is the use of more small planes by the airlines. Bombardier is counting on that trend to continue. The company announced on Wednesday it will increase production capacity for its CRJ-700 and CRJ-900 regional jets by recalling some workers furloughed in October and reducing the build time per jet from 5 days to 4. Bombardier says its backlog has swelled 38% since the beginning of the fiscal year to a record $18.2 billion. That's according to United Press International. The company also posted a $71 million second quarter loss on Wednesday due to a write-off of its 20% stake in the collapsed Metronet consortium. That organization was responsible for maintaining and operating London's underground train network. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. A pilot remains in jail on a year-old charge in Florida. Eclipse Aviation confirms the details of Wednesday's chemical release. And Lockheed tells the Pentagon it needs more money for the JSF. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Jeff Grayson, president of X-Core Aerospace, just named to Inc. magazine's list of the 500 fastest-growing companies. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. You'll find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.